Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Pop culture to politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day despite breaking news that might not be so beneficial for Republicans who are going to be facing voters all over the country in all 50 states. And that coming up in about 50 days. The breaking news is from West Virginia, one of the most conservative states in the country. It's a state where the governor, Governor Justice, used to be a Democrat. He has joined the Republican Party. It's a state where President Trump got 68% of the vote for his reelection. And it is a state that has now voted to ban nearly all abortions. Very early stages, I mean, from the beginning of conception, no abortions, with narrow exceptions in the case of incest, rape, or if a pregnant person's, that's what the, I guess the Associated Press says here, if a pregnant person's life is in danger. And it doesn't say mother's life. I really think this is a stupid trend. You don't say a pregnant person. You can say a mother's life is in danger. The Republican-controlled state legislature moved forward with the strict ban despite signs in other parts of the country that many American voters do not support the Supreme Court's ruling. This has not that much to do with the Supreme Court ruling. The Supreme Court didn't rule on behalf of a ban on abortion. What the Supreme Court ruled on was the idea that this was not for judges to decide. It was for the people to decide through their elected representatives. You don't get to elect Supreme Court judges. The presidents appoint them. And therefore, the Dobbs case, which I think was rightly decided, basically made the case, get the court out of this issue. But if the court is out of this issue, who decides the issue? Well, it would be state legislatures. And what is surprising to me is the margins in this West Virginia vote. The state senate passed the bill 22-7 after brief debate this afternoon. The state house concurred and passed the bill 78-17. The ban will take effect 90 days after passage. West Virginia Republicans move forward with a strict ban despite signs in other parts of the country that many Americans do not support the Supreme Court's ruling and largely oppose the harshest restrictions on abortion. A similar effort to pass a near total abortion ban in South Carolina fizzled out last week, and voters resoundingly rejected a ballot measure in Kansas that would have stripped abortion protections from the state constitution. That measure went down by a 59-41 vote. In West Virginia, the Republican-controlled legislature reached a compromise over penalties for doctors who perform illegal abortions that had previously been a sticking point for some conservative lawmakers. The bill they passed, which now goes to Republican Governor Jim Justice's desk, bars abortion from implantation with narrow exceptions to save the pregnant person's life, or in cases of rape or incest, as long as the victim reports the crime. The exceptions for victims of rape or incest limit the procedure to before 8 weeks of pregnancy, or 14 weeks for minor victims. And in other words, you still only have availability, even if you are a victim of rape or incest, you only have a window of 8 weeks during pregnancy, or if it's a minor victim, 14 weeks. Doctors who violate the law may lose their medical licenses but will not face criminal penalties. Anyone other than a licensed physician with hospital admitting privileges who performs an abortion faces felony charges and up to 5 years in prison. Women who receive abortions do not face any penalties. Okay, this comes at a time when Lindsey Graham may be reacting to his own experience in South Carolina, where apparently the desire for a tougher abortion bill in South Carolina fizzled, didn't go anywhere. Lindsey Graham is set to introduce a new nationwide late-term abortion ban today, less than 3 months after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, and just 2 months out from the midterm elections, where the issue is likely to be front and center. The South Carolina Republican is expected to call for a ban on most abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. At a press conference with anti-abortion leaders, the Washington Post reported, Graham's office has not divulged any details on what the Protecting Pain-Capable Unborn Children from Late-Term Abortions Act, that's a lengthy name, entails ahead of the announcement. Graham has repeatedly introduced bills banning abortion after the 20-week mark, arguing that terminating a pregnancy at that stage inflicts tremendous pain on the unborn. And look, the one thing about what Lindsey Graham is doing here is paying attention to what the public wants and what the public says it wants. The overwhelming majority of Americans do not favor abortion or so-called abortion rights beyond the first trimester. Overwhelmingly, they reject the idea of abortion rights in the last trimester. So with this bill coming out and allowing abortions up to 15 weeks, it would be the kind of thing that is trying to seek a middle ground. Graham's most recent 20-week ban bill, introduced in January 2021, failed to pass, and the proposed 15-week ban is not expected to receive a single Democratic vote. Here was Lindsey Graham announcing his new legislation. This is clip 9.
Here's what I think. I think we should have a law at the federal level that would say after 15 weeks, no abortion on demand, except in cases of rape, incest, to save the life of the mother. And that should be where America's at. And what would that mean if we adopted that position? The next chart. If we adopted my bill, our bill, we would be in the mainstream of most everybody else in the world.
And that is a fact, and we've talked about it on this show. Very, very few countries in anywhere, and a tiny minority of countries, not France, not Sweden, none of them in Western Europe that we're supposed to admire so much, none of them allow late-term abortions unless the life of the mother is directly impacted. And part of what Lindsey Graham is trying to do here is to find a more moderate, publicly acceptable guarantee of life, protection of life on a federal basis. He was asked about how he squares saying abortion should be left to the states to then introducing this nationwide ban. Listen, this is clip 10.
After they introduced the bill to define who they are, I thought it'd be nice to introduce a bill to define who we are. So the Democrats wanted a national standard, and their standard was basically abortion up to the time of birth, putting you in the Iran-Syria club. So now we're going to talk about what the nation should be like. I've introduced this bill, and I'm ready to debate it and vote on it.
Okay, the bill won't pass, of course, not with the Senate composed the way it is now. But can this at least give a rallying point to Republicans who are particularly besieged on this issue? 1-800-955-1776. The one thing that is going to be most difficult for Senator Graham and for other Republicans is, okay, so fine, you rally behind this bill. What do you say about West Virginia's bill, which is so much more rigorous in terms of limiting abortion almost entirely? We will get to that and more. Has America taken accountability for white supremacy? Will doing so unite the country? We'll get to that coming up on the MedVet Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Concerning the Lindsey Graham bill, which has a very lengthy designation to it, it's basically talks about the baby being capable of experiencing pain. It's the South Carolina Republican is expected to call for a ban of most abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. and it is called the Protecting Pain-Capable Unborn Children from Late-Term Abortions Act. Usually they're changing the language, and I think it's probably a smart thing to do. When people talk about late-term abortions, they're talking about the last trimester, the last 3 months of pregnancy. And that's when the baby is more fully developed. But this would include the middle trimester as well. After the first 15 weeks of pregnancy, well, let's go to a caller, to Tony in San Diego, California. Tony, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Hi, Michael.
Hey.
I wanted to get your opinion, since you guys are trying to make this about late-term abortion now. How many women do you think are waiting until they're 9 months pregnant to go get an abortion because they were just so darn busy?
Very few. And the answer to your question, I happen to know because they've provided these statistics, and the statistics are from Planned Parenthood and the Guttmacher Institute, which is affiliated with Planned Parenthood, which has researched the entire situation with abortion in the country. Not only has abortion in general been going down, but right now in this country, 95% of all abortions are in the first 15 weeks. So you have less than 5% who wait beyond 15 weeks, and for many of them, it's because they develop medical difficulties. And so Lindsey Graham's bill would actually, it would not shut down abortion clinics. It would not end abortion as we know it. It would just in very strongly encourage and require, basically, unless there was some kind of health threat to the mother, or there was rape, or there was incest, it would limit the abortions to the first 15 weeks, which would mean it would allow what are 95% of all abortions now. But by the way, there's another factor, Tony, which I think you're probably aware of. You know that most recently, the most recent numbers, for the first time, more than half the abortions in the country were actually from pills. They weren't surgical abortions. They were what they call medical abortions. It's taking abortifacient pills, and by definition, those have to be used in the early stages of pregnancy or they're not effective. Tony, I appreciate your call, and thank you for listening. This is the White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre responding to Lindsey Graham's new legislation that he is proposing to the Senate today. Listen.
Republicans in Congress are focused on taking rights away from millions, millions of women across the country. While we are fighting for progress, they are fighting to take us back. President Biden and congressional Democrats are committed to restoring the protections of Roe, and they are committed to doing so in the face of continued radical steps by elected Republicans to put personal health care decisions in the hands of politicians instead of women and their doctors.
Okay, first of all, when it comes to personal health care, when virtually all of these bills, even that very strict bill that was put forward in West Virginia, they do leave exceptions for medical emergencies. So you're not taking that out of the hands of doctors. Doctors' involvement here, if a doctor sees that there would be some extreme danger in terminating a pregnancy, that is not entirely taken away. The point about this bill, and look, I think it's one of those things that that even Lindsey Graham, if we had him on the line, would admit, there's no chance of it being passed. And in fact, even if it were passed, it would have no impact in other statewide bills, like the bill in Texas and the bill in Oklahoma and the bill that has just passed in West Virginia. They would continue. It would also have no impact on the Well, it actually would. It would be a problem for a state like California, which then becomes a constitutional issue again, where if you had a federal bill that said that abortion was permitted up to 15 weeks, then what about states like California, where there are no restrictions at any stage of the pregnancy? And the question about how this kind of bill, even if it were passed, and it won't be, even how this kind of bill would actually interact with that California bill. The whole purpose of this legislation is to allow Republicans to go before the public without situations like the Texas bill, where there are also potential punishments for people who are helping women across state lines seeking an abortion, and there is that entire bounty system where they pay money to people who are actually informing on people who are seeking abortion. It becomes a very serious and a complicated matter. Again, if they do pass any federal legislation on this issue. Let's go to Kevin in Seattle. Kevin, you're on the MedVet Show. Oh, he just dropped off. Well, he wanted to speak about Europe's laws. That's what Lindsey Graham was talking about this morning, is that the laws in Europe are more restrictive than we were in the United States under Roe. Certainly more restrictive than in California or New York, where they have a very, very broad standard of what is called abortion rights. Meanwhile, there's also, it's not only Democrats wanting to use this subject and wanting to emphasize this subject above any of the other economic or national security or a crime issues that are impacting this election. They also, of course, want to go back to the idea of America as a racist country with a bitter history. On ABC's The View, Sonny Hostin had this to say about the problem of white supremacy and what we need to do about it. We will get to that and to more. Also, a woman is going to jail for something that happened on a plane flight. She was flying first class, too, which is unusual because most disturbances don't occur in first class. This one did. We'll get to it and more on the MedVet Show.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Consumer Price Index for August rose 0.1% for the month, despite predictions of a slight decline. On the year-over-year basis, the CPI jumped 8.3%. King Charles III is in Belfast, Northern Ireland, as part of his tour of the United Kingdom following the death of his mother, Queen Elizabeth II. Addressing local leaders, King Charles spoke about the Queen's affection for Ireland.
I'm here today at a time of great personal sorrow as we mark the death of my beloved mother after a life most faithfully dedicated to the duty to which she had been called.
A Twitter whistleblower is continuing to testify before a Democratic-led Senate Judiciary Committee. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And on the Michael Medved show, one of the other statements by Senator Lindsey Graham regarding a previous bill that he had introduced on limiting late-term abortions, and it was a national bill that was intended to take force after Roe v. Wade was struck down. But as he pointed out, and he's right about this, Roe v. Wade created a constitutional right that didn't exist in the written Constitution. I mean, you can't find it somewhere. It's not hiding under a blanket. It's not implied. It's not suggested. It's not hinted. It's just invented. He said that Roe v. Wade created a constitutional right that didn't exist in the written Constitution. He told Fox News Sunday at the time, this is in 2021 when he'd introduced his last bill limiting abortion, he said, this created division from the day it was decided until now. Well, that's unquestionably true. And when he last introduced his pain-capable legislation in early 2021, Graham insisted, I don't believe abortion 5 months into pregnancy makes us a better nation. America is at her best, he said, when she's standing up for the least among us. And the sooner we pass this legislation into law, the better, he added. We are on the right side of history. And he said that before the Dobbs decision by the Supreme Court. And meanwhile, speaking about the history of this country, there is this great desire for America coming together, not being quite so polarized. And George Will, who we had on the show earlier today, made this brilliant point in his book and in talking some about his book of columns that is posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com, that Joe Biden ruined his presidency by making an unforced error. Is he got elected president because he had promised we were going to get back to normal. There would be normal disagreements. There would be normal give and take, Republicans, Democrats, that the country would pull back from this apocalyptic, confrontational attitude that both sides had seemed to adopt. But the fact is that Joe Biden ended up not pursuing reconciliation or anything of the kind. What he pursued was a fairly sweeping agenda. Remember, he's going to be the new FDR. It was going to be the new deal with all kinds of reconstructing social programs and reconstructing our tax system, and everything was going to be remade. In other words, he gave in to the militant progressives in his own party rather than keeping faith with the people who voted for him, who voted for a very different kind of government. And it's really, if you talk about the disappointment that Americans have had, above all things, with Joe Biden, it's been with this idea of trying to demonize the opposition, which doesn't help when either side does it, but it certainly doesn't help when the President of the United States does it, posed in front of a red-lit hellscape version of Independence Hall in Philadelphia. ABC's Sonny Hostin on The View says that we have to go further than Joe Biden. It's not just a question of rejecting MAGA Republicans. She believes we have to completely reorient our entire history and culture. How? Listen, it's clip two.
We came together as a country because it was a foreign adversary.
Yeah.
That is why I think it was an act of foreign terrorism. And so we felt like, how dare you come to our country and harm us? The biggest threat to our country today, says the FBI's director, is white supremacy and domestic terrorism. Merrick Garland said the biggest threat to our democracy is white supremacy and domestic terrorism. How do you come together when it's homegrown terror? And we have never addressed why there is that issue that remains in this country 400 years later. And until we get to that, until we have accountability, we are not, I don't think, ever going to be able to come close to what we saw in terms of unity.
And she's talking about the unity after September 11th. When you say come together, does that include the remarks by Representative Tim Ryan, who's a Democratic nominee for U.S. Senate, running in Ohio? He's running as J.D. Vance, the author of Hillbilly Elegy. And he says this about not coming together, but killing and confronting political opponents. And it's an outrageous betrayal, frankly, of the way that Congressman Ryan, who's a fairly moderate Democrat, has been campaigning. But here's what he sounded like, clip 12.
The Democrats aren't right on everything, and I'm willing to sit down and have conversations about how we can move out of this age of stupidity and into an age of reconciliation and reform. How do we fix all of these broken systems? Some of those answers will come from Republicans. It's not the extremists that we're dealing with every single day. We've got to kill and confront that movement. Working with normal mainstream Republicans, I think that's going to be really, really important because we have to reform these systems.
Okay, really? We have to kill and confront that movement? Anytime you use the word kill in a political context, it's not helping. It also doesn't help in a political context, especially for a real dark horse who is fighting I wouldn't say valiant struggle. He's fighting a losing struggle. And I'm talking about Charlie Crist, the Democratic nominee for governor in Florida. He's running against Ron DeSantis, who's very popular. And listen to the way that Charlie Crist analogizes his campaign for governor.
Look at that sign right there. Mm-hmm. You see the colors, the blue and the yellow? Does that remind you of any country that's in the news right now? Yeah, we're fighting for freedom too. We're fighting for freedom too. And Zelensky, President Zelensky, is amazing. Mm-hmm. Amazing, Renee, you mentioned it. And the courage and the strength and the decency that he shows. This is an election about decency, about being decent to one another, about being kind to everyone. It's called a Florida for all. You know, we got a divider on the other side and a uniter over here. You know, some people call them the Satan. Have you heard that?
I've heard the nicer one.
I'm trying to be nice. The Satan versus that. Oh, think of that. Boom. No, we got a great race ahead. We do. And I'm excited about it. And the choice is crystal clear. There's no question about it. It is crystal clear. He's bad. We're good.
Okay, it is crystal clear. Ron DeSantis is really Ron DeSatan. And comparing himself to Zelensky and fighting against Satan as like Jesus. Is he a Christ-like figure? I mean, I know his name is Christ, but really, we're fighting for freedom too? And this is actually not the kind of extreme language that is going to bring people successfully together. And it's one of those situations where there are so many different issues in the country that that actually need collaborative and cooperative attention. And you really don't hear any of the candidates. They're not even able to agree on debates, for goodness sake, which doesn't indicate that we are going to get a very decisive or clear message from the people. But who knows? There's still almost 2 months until the election. We will be right back on the MedVet Show. Summertime, and a lot of Americans get more active. And when you get more active, sometimes that causes some aches and pain. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee. I mean, I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of market. markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there is an important piece that appeared in Bloomberg by an important American voice. It's the voice of Admiral Stavridis, who is now Dean Emeritus of the Fletcher School of Law and Diplomacy at Tufts University. He was former Supreme Allied Commander of NATO. And he writes under the heading at Bloomberg, Ukraine's wins make Russia war more dangerous. And he points out that Ukrainian forces have reconquered over 3,000 square kilometers of territory over the past week, more than all the territory Russia had added in its occupation in the 6 months since the start of the war. The Ukrainian flag is suddenly flying again over numerous towns and villages, and the offensives in both the northeast and the south are pushing the Russians back. Abandoned Russian tanks and trucks are littering the roads. Is this a pivotal moment in the war? What is Vladimir Putin's next move? At a tactical level, Admiral Stavridis writes, the results on the battlefield are important but not definitive. While the Ukrainians have moved swiftly to bloody Russia's nose, the Russians can simply fall back into defensive positions, consolidate their forces, and defend their gains in Donbas and the vital land bridge to Crimea that runs through Mariupol. As the Russians shift from offense to defense, their military position will get stronger. In military parlance, defense is to offense as 3 is to 1. The Ukrainians have demonstrated two vital attributes in the current offensive, he writes. The first is the ability to conduct offensive operations on a multipolar set of axes, simultaneously controlling significant combat movements in the northeast and south, something the Russians have not been able to do. The Ukrainians have also demonstrated excellent combined arms operations, meaning they've coordinated ground troops, artillery, tanks, and close air support. Again, the Russian failures here are conspicuous. In a strategic and psychological sense, he writes, the reconquest will have a significant impact on Ukraine and its allies. The successes will encourage Europe to stay the course on Russian sanctions in the face of a potential recession and energy shortages this winter. And in the U.S., they will bolster the Biden administration's claims of a very successful strategy in checking Russian aggression. But in Russia, Ukraine's successes will move Putin closer to a series of more dramatic countermoves, all of which will make this already unstable situation all the more dangerous. The Russian president still has cards to play, having now forced the Zaporizhzhia nuclear reactor into a cold shutdown. He will continue to use that important strategic terrain to launch attacks against the Ukrainians and defend the approaches to Crimea. More attacks to diminish critical infrastructure, electricity, gasoline, water, internet, may be coming. He could increase the efforts of the Russian Air Force to simply carpet bomb Ukraine and demoralize the population, much as he did in Syria. Putin may decide it's time to use chemical weapons, especially if he can create a false flag scenario and blame it on the U.S. and Ukraine, particularly with some of his supporters in the media here in the United States. Additionally, he could pull back from the agreement allowing grain shipments so painfully worked out between Russia and Ukraine with Turkey and the International Maritime Organization at the UN. His biggest problem is going to be manpower. Credible estimates of his losses, both killed and seriously wounded, are now above 80,000. At some point soon, especially given reports of cratering morale among units in Ukraine, he may be forced to conscript more troops, a move that will be highly unpopular in Russia, where it's a crime to even call the conflict a war. Although the Ukrainians should be proud of their operational skill, determination, and combat prowess, their recent successes will, ironically, increase the potential for the war to expand. At the dark end of the spectrum, the use of tactical nuclear weapons. Our job in the West is to put the right weapons in the hands of the Ukrainians so that they can achieve the best results on the battlefield and the strongest position at the negotiating table, which is probably still months away. But the danger of a widening conflict is rising, and we will clearly have a dangerous autumn ahead of us. Speaking of a dangerous autumn and the friendly skies, a New York woman was sentenced to 4 months in federal prison. Why? For disruptive behavior that led an American Airlines flight to be diverted last year. An indictment accused her of assaulting a fellow passenger and intimidating a flight attendant, and Arizona police said at the time that she had used a racial slur and spat on a passenger who confronted her in her first-class seat. Kelly Pichardo of the Bronx pleaded guilty to interfering with a flight crew and will serve 36 months of supervised release following her prison term. The Justice Department announced Friday a prison term of 4 months. She will also have to pay an American Airlines $9,000, $123 in restitution. Amid a spike in misbehavior among travelers last year, the unruly and intimidating behavior of Picardo and her friend Lisa Rodriguez caused the pilot in a flight between Dallas and L.A. to stop in Phoenix so the women could be removed and arrested. There's a line between boorish behavior on an airplane and criminal activity, and the defendant clearly crossed it. This is one of the things that people are amazed at, is this was in first class. So she paid for first class. She's a young woman. Her friend was a young woman, also in first class. And and this is all amazing. These are young women, and the racial component here, they're both women of color. She had already been placed on an internal no-fly list pending further investigation. The number of flight incidents like this that are very serious has gone down since they dropped the mask mandate. But it is still much higher than it has been before the pandemic and a real problem for air travel in the United States. Here's another real example of something in the United States that shows the impact of good and evil and the consequences. New movie. A movie version of a 1940 classic, this in a live-action movie of Pinocchio. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Pinocchio was a literary sensation in the 19th century and a brilliant animated classic for the Disney studios in 1940. Now there's a new Disney version with live action and some spectacularly well-animated characters. It's called, logically enough, Pinocchio, and it's now streaming on Disney Plus.
I want to be real.
You will always be my real boy.
Pinocchio is running around loose without a conscience. Can you imagine the trouble he's going to get into?
That's Joseph Gordon-Levitt, who provides the voice of Jiminy Cricket, while Tom Hanks plays a moving and deeply devoted Geppetto. This version adds a few twists and some deeply disturbing depth to the 1940 classic, and it's obvious that for director-writer Robert Zemeckis of Forrest Gump and Back to the Future fame, it's a labor of love. It's rated PG, but much too scary for small children. 2.5 stars for the combination live-action and animated Pinocchio. And again, beware. It is a dark film for little kids. A kind of thing, experience that they probably would not like. However, speaking of experiences you might like, Mike Pence has a new book. It's called So Help Me God. He writes all about January 6th. So what does he say? We'll get to that next time. There's also a new poll that shows Americans don't want Trump or Biden to run for president in 2024. Any chance that the two oldsters will listen to advice? We'll talk about it Wednesday, tomorrow, on the Medved Show. Al-Qaeda is also releasing a book, probably very different from Mike Pence's book. This one details the planning of 9/11, on the anniversary of the terror attacks. Will that book bomb? And less than half of all Americans can even name the three branches of our federal government. Does that indicate something important about the United States right now? And Ukraine just punched its bully in the nose. What happens next? And what happens when 75% of Washington residents say they don't litter, but 25% of Washingtonians say, yeah, we litter? Okay, how do you talk people out of this? That's a job for the state government that they're seriously considering to make more beautiful and more noble this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.